This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A coalition of agriculture groups is urging President Trump and federal lawmakers to protect crop insurance. 60 national farm, lending, ag input, conservation, and crop insurance organizations, led by the Crop Insurance and Reinsurance Bureau, sent a letter to the administration and lawmakers opposing cuts to crop insurance during the upcoming budget and appropriations processes and in the 2018 Farm Bill. The letter called the 2014 Farm Bill a careful balance of priorities that should not be reopened. The groups say any cuts in the next Farm Bill should be avoided as well because of the downtrend in the ag economy and its impact on farmers. The letter was sent to President Trump, House and Senate lawmakers, and Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue. Well, despite challenging times in the farm economy, thousands of growers and ag advocates attended the 2017 Commodity Classic. Total attendance for the event held earlier this month in San Antonio, Texas, was 9,300, the second largest total in event history, and that's second only to the 2016 Commodity Classic in New Orleans. Growers represented over 4,000 of that total. 920 attendees were at the Classic for the first time, and the National Corn Growers Association Commodity Classic co-chair Kevin Ross, who's a farmer from Iowa, says the attendance demonstrates the enthusiasm America's farmers have for continuous learning and improvement. The trade show featured 425 participating companies, including 83 first-time exhibitors. The exhibitors filled over 2,000 booth spaces. And the 23rd annual Commodity Classic will take place February 27th through March 1st next year in Anaheim, California. Looking at some ag news closer to home, the Montgomery County Farm Bureau is hosting a brand new event this Friday at their office in Hillsboro. And County Farm Bureau President Jay Neiman has the details.
This year, we're going to be hosting our first annual agricultural-based job fair over at the Farm Bureau building, and we're working in conjunction with Lincoln Land Community College. We're going to be hosting that on March the 17th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon till 5 o'clock in the evening. For those people out there that might be looking to get a job or maybe looking to better their careers and looking for a different avenue of revenue.
Well, I'm really excited for this event. The lineup of businesses that you have a really good number, and they're local. They're in the county. I think that's really important because we want to support the county and get people jobs in this area. So what a great opportunity to come out and see these folks. So, Jay, who all is going to be available to talk with and find out about their businesses?
Yes, Katie. We've got 17 participants in the job fair this year. We've got, and they're all in the ag-based field. We've got the Farm Service Agency out of Hillsboro. We have Midway Trailer Sales, Napa McKay Auto Parts, M&M Service Company, Illinois Farm Bureau, coming down from Bloomington from the home office. They're always looking for managers. Newhouse Heating and Air Conditioning, Brandt Consolidated, Effingham Equity, Fleming Tofall and Company, International Filters, Sarco Hydraulics, Midwest Tractor Sales, Borgic Hog Farms, Sloan Implement, HSHS St. Francis Hospital, Rural King, and Lincoln Land Community College.
And a lot of these, I know you were talking with me a little bit before, the reason you got the idea to contact them is because they are looking for some help. They need some hired people. So what a great time to come out and talk to them, and if you're in need of a job.
Yes, every one of the participants in this program are currently looking for employees, with the exception of Lincoln Land Community College. They're looking for students, as well as they're going to be here if a person is just getting into the job market and they're wondering how to complete a resume or how to do an interview. They will be here on hand to give a tutoring class or tutoring lesson one-on-one to participants that may inquire with them.
And I guess this would be open to the public, so don't be discouraged if you're not already currently involved with the Farm Bureau.
Yes, this is open to the public from high school all the way up to somebody in the upper generation that may be looking to go down a different avenue or find a different job in the ag field.
So, Jay, this is a new event, so I'll ask you, what gave the idea to host this and try it out for the first year? Why'd you want to do this?
Well, it's kind of a responsibility with being a president for the County Farm Bureau. I always try to stay in contact with my members. And I would, in conversation with them, I would ask them, where is Farm Bureau lacking? What do we need to do better where we can gain more strength in our organization? And repeatedly, they would always say, we need more community involvement. So while working in the shop later in the evenings and stuff, I do a lot of thinking and always writing notes. And I had made a note about conducting a job fair. And it resurfaced again, come to the top of the pile as I was preparing, taking care of bills and stuff later on this year or earlier this spring. And so I thought, well, that's a sign. I maybe need to do something about this. So I contacted Lincolnland Community College, and we've kind of taken off from there, and we've only been working at this for about 2 weeks now to get it organized. But some of the best things happen at the spur of the moment.
That is definitely true. I can definitely agree with that statement. Well, Jay, a great event, and just remind us again, location, date, and time, and maybe a couple landmarks for people if they're not familiar with where the Farm Bureau office is.
The job fair is going to be hosted at the Montgomery County Farm Bureau building. We're located at 102 North Main Street, right across from the courthouse. It will be hosted on March the 17th, which is this Friday, which is also St. Patrick's Day. So, but you're not necessarily required to wear green. We will not step on your toes. And it will be starting at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will go till 5 o'clock in the evening. And there will be signs posted outside the building to let you know if you get any concerns or getting lost.
Once again, we've been hearing from Jay Neiman with the Montgomery County Farm Bureau. And last on the agenda this morning, I have another event to tell you about. A cover crop field day will be held at Jeff Johnson's Pork Farm in Macoupin County. That's happening on March 22nd. They'll be looking at cover crop plot trials, discussing Jeff's operation and how he uses cover crops, and they'll also discuss how cover crops helped improve his cattle operations. The ETS Soil Warrior strip-till machine will be on display, and there will be a representative to answer any questions you may have about that machine. So once again, this field day is on March 22nd, located at Jeff's headquarters just west of Reeder on the south side of 108, and it's taking place from 10 a.m. to noon. And if you would like to attend the cover crop field day, you can call the Macoupin County Soil and Water Conservation District office at 854-2626. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.